Welcome to another week's edition of Trot's Talk. Simon Harrison with you and Amanda Rando. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Simon.
First of all, Amanda, Harness Racing New South Wales are offering drought relief assistance.
Yeah, that's correct. So offering assistance to help relocate mares that are, you know, foaling or just foaled. So, you know, particularly because the conditions, especially in the country, are so bad at the moment. They're offering to relocate mares to Yirrabee Stud in Wagga because it's quite good there in terms of the drought, or Alabar Farm in Victoria as well. So, and Harness Racing New South Wales are also assisting New South Wales stakeholders to provide feed for their horses as well in New South Wales and covering the costs of the freight of that feed. So you can head to the Harness Media Centre for more information. So that's www.harnessmediacentre.com.au or call the integrity team at Harness Racing New South Wales for further information on that. But yeah, it's great to see, you know, something being done, particularly for those country horse people with the horses that might be struggling.
There must be an awful lot of them, mares in those areas that, you know, could benefit from this.
Yeah, exactly. Well, most of, I'd say the big majority of our breeding numbers are in the country, so it is something very important to protect. And yeah, it's nice to see Harness Racing New South Wales doing something about that.
Absolutely. Now, Tim Butt has got another top pacer in his stable.
He sure does. He keeps getting new ones all the time, and now adding to his strong stable, he has a horse by the name of Better Match. Now, this horse, we mentioned him in the Trot's Talk podcast a few weeks ago because I saw him nominated for the New Zealand Cup, which is very interesting. This horse, he's had 12 starts for 10 wins, Simon. He's always had ability. In his younger years, something went amiss with this horse. He had an injury, and he's come back and he's won all of his starts back. So, yeah, Tim Butt now trains this horse, and I'm sure he'll be aiming at that New Zealand Cup with him. So just adds to a really strong team that Tim has with the likes of Let It Ride and Myfield Marshall as well.
Always good to see the good ones come back. And speaking of good ones, Amanda, Lazarus is racing this weekend, and if he were to perform well, would then race in America in a Derby.
Yeah, that's correct. So he's racing Saturday their time, but Sunday lunchtime our time. He's going around at Woodbine at Mohawk, not a main feature race or anything. So you can catch that on Sky One. Is in race 9. I think they'll be showcasing it at 12:15. So just around lunchtime. He's drawn barrier 7. And the plan, as has always been the plan for Lazarus, is to then tackle the Hoosier Park Derby on September 21. So that's worth $175,000. So pretty big target to chase. So obviously connections are pretty happy with him. He obviously had that virus after finishing second, in the Canadian Pacing Derby. So they're obviously happy with him, and it'll be good to see how he goes.
Oh, hopefully he's past that and he bounces back with a win.
Yeah, most definitely. I know he's one of your favourites.
Yeah, looking forward to seeing how he goes. Now, at Menangle on Saturday night, Amanda, the Group 3 Adore Me Stakes is the feature race. And just having a look at the tab fixed odds, My Major Rocket is $3.20, ahead of Village Witch at $4.40, and Major Reality at $5. What did you make of this event?
Yeah, look, there's no standout in that market, is there? It's a really strong race, and I think My Major Rocket, she's definitely drawn to lead, and I think, you know, that is good value for her, but I really like the value of the 7 Village Witch, $4.40 for her for the win. Last week she was caught wide and was forced to do all the work against the boys and My Alpha Rock when they went 149.5 at Menangle, and she was, you know, doing all that tough work. So I think she shouldn't be written off just yet off that effort. Her form prior to that was very strong, and now racing her own sex again this Saturday night, I think that's another positive for her as well. So I really like My Village Witch at those odds.
Okay, so Village Witch there in the Adore Me Stakes. Have you got any other horses to follow?
Yeah, look, I also like in race one of the night. It's a pretty strong race, actually, but I really like the 8 Epaulette. He finished fourth to my Alpha Rock last week in that really slick run race, and he powered home, and his final sectionals were actually the fastest in that race. So I think the speed will be on. There's a few fast beginners drawn to his outside, but he has the race fitness edge over some of his stronger rivals, I think. So look, I think he's a good each way bet in race one at Menangle Saturday night. So that is number 8 Epaulette.
And just an update on a few trainers and drivers who have got some milestones coming up.
Yeah, well, we just saw Blake Fitzpatrick train his 600th winner. So that's, you know, we all know Blake as a top driver, and he's certainly climbing the ranks fast as a trainer as well. So that was great to see. A young driver, Michaela Barnes, she's based out at Bathurst. She's chasing a 50th winner. And you can almost say she got it last night at Bathurst. She dead-heated so she's got essentially 49 and a half wins to her name, poor bugger. So, look, she pretty much got there, but to really seal the deal, I guess she needs another win under her belt. So Michaela's chasing that. And in terms of drivers, we've got Jack Traynor and Michael Towers. They're both aiming at 300 wins. Michael Towers is on 299. He does a lot of driving for the Sloys company. And Jack Traynor, who works for Blake Fitzpatrick, he's on 298 wins, so they're chasing those milestones. Another young driver, Nathan Jwerob, he's on 98 wins, so I'm sure he'll be pretty excited when he reaches that 100. And as for the trainers, I just saw Mark Callaghan, and he's sitting on 299 wins as a trainer. So he had a bumper season last season and won the Newcastle Trainers Premiership, and he's already started this season off with a bang, so I'm pretty sure 300 would just be around the corner for Mark.
Good stuff. Friday, Amanda, was there anything else for us?
No, that's about it. Good night of racing at Menangle this Saturday night. We've got that Kevin and Kay Seymour Evolution Series final, as well as the Group 3 Adore Me Stakes, and that's about it. We're all sort of getting ready. All the roads are leading towards the Carnival of Cups with Yugara on October 1.
We'll be heading to the canola fields in just a few weeks.
Yes, most definitely.
Good on you, Amanda. Enjoy the week ahead.
Will do.